Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Resh Mem Dalet, we are up to Siv Beis, the top line on page Hey, the page following page number 8. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Lifsol ha'avonim ulasakin ha'koros, to chisel away at the stones and to fix up the beams, afilu bebeiso shel eino Yehudi aser, even in the house of a goy is forbidden, kevan de lotzorach mechuberhu, since its ultimate goal is to be placed in a house which is mechuber, it's judged like mechuber. That's the chiddush of the mechaber over here. We have things that are not attached to the ground, but since they are being prepared to go into a building, they are judged like mechuber, and therefore, even in the house of the Eino Yehudi, which is private, it's still going to be forbidden. V'im asu kein, and if the goyim did prepare the stones and the beams in their houses for the purposes of mechuber, lo yishakim bebinyan, you should not place it into the building. V'yesh omrim, says the Ramah, there are those who say dim einam wafur sam shushal Yisrael shari. If it is not publicized that the work is being done for a Jew, then it's permissible. Which is potentially, as we'll see, a major kula that the Ramah is bringing down, but we'll see the exact understanding of that soon in the Mishavura. But before we see the Mishavura, I'd like to look at a few words in the Bir Halacha. The Ramaskil lo yishakim babinyan. So again, the Mechaber says if the goy prepares the stones and the beams, even in his own house, but it's for a building, you should not place them in the building. So the Bir Halacha writes, Hine batur kasav da'asr l'shakom babinyan. The Torah writes in much stronger language that it's forbidden to place it in the building. But if you skip to the second to last line, Ulanias da'iti nire de bekavona shina ha-mechaber miloshen hatur. Says the Chavetz Chaim, my humble opinion, it appears that with intent, the Shulchan Aruch adjusted the Lashon from the Tur, the lo kasa b'loshen aser, and the Mechaber B'dafka didn't write that it's aser like the Tur writes, the Kavanoso, and the intention of the Shulchan Aruch is, the rak nochon lahachmir b'zeh, it's only that it's appropriate to be machmir, the lo kedasa Tur, not as extreme as the Tur, that it's aser, it's just good to do that. The chen mucha me'agro b'be'uro, that's also clear from the Gra. Again, not to go as far as the Torah goes that it's usher, but just to say that lo yishakim b'binyan, it's better not to put it into the building. Let's see the Mishabura Sivkoton Yudalid. Livsol ha'avonim, v'davka kisha'avonim v'koros heim shel Yisrael. This Mechaber is talking about where the stones and the beams actually belong to the Jew. Unesonon lu'uman eino Yehudi lasatetom ulasaknam. And he gave them over to a professional worker that's a non-Jew to chisel away at them and to fix them up. That's when we say that it shouldn't be done, and if it is done, it should not be put in the building. Aval ima eino Yehudi misates avonim shalo. But if the guy is chiseling away at his own stones, umisakin koro shalo, or he's fixing up his own beams, shehayisrael osa imo kibolas ala kol, the Jew hired him as a kablon to do everything, the habureira od biyad ha'eno Yehudi, and it's the choice of the guy lesates avonim acheros to decide to chisel away other stones ulahachzik elul atzmon and keep these stones for himself. Afilu osa zelu tzarach Yisrael, even if he's doing it now for the Jew, but he has the option available to switch the stones and use these for himself and get other stones to the Jew. Im eino bebeisel shel Yisrael, as long as he's not doing this job in the house of a Jew, afshum befursim sha'asa zelat tzarach Yisrael, even if it is publicized that he's doing it for a Jew, mutter, it is permissible. Shezelo nikra adayim melachas Yisrael, that's not called working for a Jew. So the Mishabur tells us a very important point over here, and that is that which the Mechaber says that it's usher for the goy to be fixing up the stones and the beams of the Jew, even in his own house, that's only if it's stones that was given to him from the Jew to use these stones and give them back to me for my building. The Mishaburas are on the top shelf over there, if you want, in the corner. But if the guy is doing it all on his own, he just has a job overall as a kablam for the Jew, and he's just making stones and deciding they're for the Jew, and if any moment he wants, he could change, so that would be 100% fine, because that's not considered doing it for the Jew. Kain kosava dogum revava, this is what the dogum revava writes, ukfar kidmo b'tshuvas haradvaz. And already before him, the Radvaz writes the same thing, B'chelek Shishi, Simen Nun Vav. Ach Shem Messayim Shom, but the Radvaz ends off over there, Deim Hoya Ha'eno Yehudi Mesates Osam B'Shabbos Samach Labinyan. If the guy was chiseling away at the stones on Shabbos close to where the building of the Jew was, Ein Nochon Hadover, it is not appropriate. Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, because that would be Maris Ha'ayin, Shelo Yomru Schirohu. So they shouldn't say he's a day worker hired by the Jew. So even though it's mutter, it's not mutter if it's right by the building. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Tesvav. The reason why it is usher in the case, again, where the Jew gave the guy the stones or the beams and the guy is fixing up for the Jew, the reason why it's forbidden, even though it's talush, it's not attached to the ground, it's because it's a tzarach mechubar, it's for the purposes of eventually going into the house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kedei l'shakom b'abinyan, in order to place it in the building, al kein chashavu k'mechubar. Therefore, we consider it as if it's mechubar. V'tzarach limchos b'yadu, and you have to protest against the guy who's doing it, imhu b'socha tchum, if it is within the tchum of the Jews, afilu osa rachok me'abinyan. Even if he's doing it far away from the building, even if he's doing it in his own house, if it's in the tchum of the Jews, it has to be stopped. Sivkaton tes zayin is going on that which the Mechaber says, v'im osu kein lo yishakim b'binyan. If the guy did do it, you should not place it in the building. If you look at note 16, he writes, Shom Kosav, the Mishnah Berurah says, we might even get there today, Shebidyeved la'achar sitos ha'avonim, Bidyeved, after he chiseled the stones, v'tikat ha'koros, and fixed up the beams, im ha'eno Yehudi osa zos b'kablonus, if the guy who is doing it b'kablonus, yesh lismoch al das rabbeinu tam u'lahatir l'shakam b'binyan. So Bidyeved, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say later that you can rely on the Rabbeinu Tam that we referenced last night in the Bir Halacha, that he holds that it is mutter and you would Bidyeved be allowed to place it in the building. Then the Ramah told us, V'yesh omrim dim enum ufursam shu shal Yisrael, it's mutter. If it's not advertised, it's not publicized, it's not known that it belongs to a Jew, then it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Yudzayin, V'yesh omrim dim eino, ha'yesh omrim koya kulu. Very important point that Mishnah Berurah tells us over here. This yesh omrim is not only going back on that which the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, it's even going back to a case where he's working on mechubar. Dehainu af mechubar gomer. Even when the guy is working on something that's mamish attached to the ground, like a building or a field, lo asru b'kablonos ela b'stama. They didn't asr it b'kablonos unless it's just stam, they were doing it. The Mistama Shem HaYisrael Nikra Alav, because as we've been saying all along, Mistama, we assume the name of a Jew is upon the Mechubar, and therefore it's Baba Maris Ayim. Aval biyodu alonu she'enu mufursam habinyon al Shem Yisrael. But if we know for a fact that he bought a building out in Kentucky, and we know for sure that there's no Jews around, and no one is thinking that it belongs to a Jew, so lo asru b'kibolas, if they're doing it in the form of kablonos, and therefore there's no other problems of Shabbos, there would be no problem of Maris Ayin as well, according to this Yesh Omen the Ramah is bringing down. So now the Mishnah Berurah is bothered. If it's true that it applies not only to the materials that are going into the building, but even the building itself, so why does the Ramah write it in this Sif? That which the Ramah brings down this Yesh Omrim by the chiseling of the stones, mishum de bebinyan mamish ein motzu izeh. Because by a building itself, it's not very common that you're going to find a building that the name of the Jew is not upon. Meaning, theoretically, if you find a building where no one knows it belongs to a Jew, then this Yesh Omrim would apply. The Ramah just writes it over here because it's more likely that they don't know it's a Jew when the guy is just dealing with the stones, the raw material. But once you get into the building, in general, people know who owns buildings, and therefore it's less likely to be the case. But Eino Chanami, he would hold that it's mutter as well for the guy to work as a kablon on a case as mechubar lekarka if nobody knows that it belongs to a Jew. Sivkaton Yudche says Shari. Again, that's going to the Ramah. Hainu she'eno tzarach limchos be'eno Yehudi im yaser melachto b'Shabbos. That means to say you would not have to protest against the guy who's doing the melacha for you on Shabbos. Ubelvad shelo yomer lo she'aser b'Shabbos. As long as you don't actually tell him to do it on Shabbos. V'kol zeh dafka im ha'eno Yehudi osa b'beiso. This is all only true if the guy is doing this melacha on the stones and the pillars in his house. Or at the very least, it's far away from the actual building that belongs to the Jew. So it shouldn't be recognizable that it belongs to the Jew. The canal. And now the Mishnah Berurah tells us the bottom line. It's mashma from various achronim that they hold halacha lemaisa like this yesh omrim. That it's not, if it's not mefursam of the Jew, it's permissible. But that's dafka by the case of the stones like in Arsif. The efshar degam ha'mechaber modelei bazeh. And it could be even the Shulchan Aruch would agree to this. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything otherwise. If it's not mefursam that it belongs to a Jew, so maybe the mechaber would agree that it'll be mutter by the stones. Ach le'inyan mechuber gufa. But by the other case that we were just mechadish in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Ramah in the Yesh Omrim is coming to be matir as well, the building itself. However, when it comes to the building itself, the mechuber gufa, afilu im habinyan omid b'makom she'en yadua shu shalom. Even if the building is standing in a place where it's not known that it's the Jews, gam kein ein lahakil, you still should not be lenient. D'yesh lachosh l'shcheinov oliv ne'beso, you have to be concerned with the neighbors or your family, sheyodim shehu shelo, that they'll know it's your house, v'yach shedu, and they'll suspect that you're doing it in the improper way. Ukumoshe kasadnu le'elbe sevkotan vav, like we said earlier in sevkotan vav. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion over here, we referenced it in the notes previously, in Sevkotan Chav, I am a primigodim os yud gimel. Venirli bara kumoshe kasafti, d'cheinu das magin avram sevkotan dalet v'al yirab b'sham u'shar achronim, v'chein masha v'tosa shabbos v'levushay srod v'hagraz d'oser mishum d'lo plug. That's the key point. The reason why the achronim say that we should only be lenient like this, yesh omrim of the Ramah, l'gabi the stones, and l'gabi the pillars, if it's not known that it belongs to a Jew, then you can be matir it and not by a building. It's when it comes to something that's actually mechubal l'karka, there many poskim just say lo plug, we're not mechalik. If it belongs to a Jew, it's a lo plug. We take it so seriously, the Maris Ayin, by a mechubal l'karka. Now there's one other note I want to read here, and then we will go weiter into Siv Gimel. I'd like to read note number 13. It's going back on the first Mishnah Berurah that told us the case of the Mechaber was discussing that it's usher to chisel the stones if it's stones that the Jew gave to the guy. But if the guy was just doing it on his own for the Jew, but the guy could switch it up with other ones, so then it's not a problem. So he brings another practical example of that in note number 13. V'chein l'gabe misha tziva l'nochri lasos avuro na'alayim. So too, if a Jew asked the guy to make for him a pair of shoes, because of the Kamana, Mishabura tells us later on, Sha'afshu roa es anochri osa es analayim b'Shabbos. Even if the Jew sees the guy working on the shoes on Shabbos, mikomokom eino tzarach limchos bo, he does not have to protest against him working on Shabbos. Va'afilu im lo kotzatz imo, even if he didn't make a specific kablonis with him, kevan shadayin lo nikra shem Yisrael aleihem. Since the Shem Yisrael is not called on those shoes, he didn't give him the material, he just asked him to make him a pair of shoes. Shereim yirtza anochri yochalu mochron la'achir. The guy decides he could sell this pair to someone else. V'lasos avur ha'Yisrael na'alayim acheros. And if he wants, he can make a different pair for the Jew. V'lochein nechshar adavar she'enu osek b'malachas ha'Yisrael. Therefore, we view it as if he's not doing work for the Jew at all, and therefore it's 100% fine. You don't have to ask him to stop. And now, we're going to begin Siv Gimel, which is officially tomorrow night's material, but tomorrow night's shiur is a little longer. Tonight's was a little shorter. So we'll begin Sif Gimel. At least we'll see the Mechaber. Page 10, top line. In Bonu Einam Yehudim Li Yisrael Bayis B'Shabbos B'Isser. If Goyim built a house for a Yid on Shabbos B'Isser, Nochom Lahachmir Shelo Yikonsubo. It is appropriate to be Machmir not to go into the house. That's what we'll do in the Mechaber. And let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. So again, the Mechaber said, if the Goyim built a house for a Jew on Shabbos B'Isser, it's nochon lahachmir, it's appropriate to be stringent not to enter the house. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Yutas, Hainu Shahoyo B'Kiboles U'Besochatchum. We're talking about a case over here where the guy was working B'Kablonos, and therefore, Me'ikar Adin, it's Mutter, but it was inside the Tchum. Duhu Asa Rak Mishum Maris Ayin. Therefore, the only problem over here was a Maris Ayin, like a problem. And that's why we say it's nochon lahachmir. It's appropriate to be machmir. It's not really usher. The be'emes adati didavshi of it. The kanal, because really since he's a kablon, he's really working for himself. Avalim hoyu schire yom. But if the goyim who worked be'isser making a house for a Jew, it wasn't just a problem of marasayin. It was a problem of really schire yom. It was a problem of them working for you on Shabbos, like your shaliach, the medina aser, where we learned already many times in Ikra Din, it's aser. Yesh baze iser mitzad hadin b'dieved. Then it would actually be aser to live in that house, even b'dieved. Velo nochon bilvad. It wouldn't just be nochon lahachmir, like the Mechaber says. The nochon lahachmir is only because we're dealing with an issue of marasayim. If we were dealing with a real iser, so then it wouldn't just be nochon, it would actually be aser. Kein kasa magen avram. This was the magen avram, right? And so too is clear from the Bach, the same din by a schir yom, it would be aser. V'chein kosav achai odom to be schir yom aser medina be'inyan zesh who milsa de farhesya. That when it comes to a schir yom, will be aser me'ikir adin in such a scenario where it's publicized lo la'olam, for the person that it was made for will be aser forever. V'la'acherim k'dei shi'asu, and for others, they'll have to wait after Shabbos the time it takes to do the house, the time that they spend doing it on Shabbos, they have to wait that amount of time after Shabbos. I want to just look at note number 19 for a moment. And then we'll finish up the Mishnah Berurah. V'afkeshe nivne rak miktas habayis b'Shabbos. Even if only a part of the building was built on Shabbos, part of the house, the ha'elef l'choshlomo right she'aser. It's still aser for the Jew to live there. Kevan she'tam ha'iser hu mishum knas. Since the reason for the iser is because of knas, ukumo b'shar melacha shenesa b'Shabbos, like other melachas are done on Shabbos, v'lo shayap b'zeh bitul b'rov, and therefore you can't say on a knas is bitul b'rov. Even if majority of the house was done during the week, but some of it was done on Shabbos, it is usher. The host of any adds on, shezu gam kavanas ha-shulchan aruch. This is actually what the shulchan aruch means. Shere lo yitochin shenivne kol ha-bayis b'yomecha. It's not shach, you built the whole house on Shabbos. The afal pikein usher ha-shulchan aruch lehanos b'yayis zeh. The shulchan aruch's case is that the guy built the house on Shabbos is usher. He didn't build the whole house on Shabbos. It means he also built the house on Shabbos. So the mashmos of the machaber is as well that this issue is even if only part of it was built, we don't say batel b'rov, and we do say the whole house will be usher. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We're by the Chaf Aleph, the second to last line is Sifkat and Yutes. So let's just review what we said in the Mishnah Berurah so far. We said that which the Mechaber says as Nachon Lahachmir is Dafka, a case where he did it be Isser, and the Isser was only a Maris Ayin Dika Isser. But if it was a real Isser, that he was hired them as a Schir Yom, then it's much more serious. It wouldn't be only Nachon Lahachmir, it would be actually be Isser to live there. The Yesh Mekilin, and there are those that are lenient. The Af Bechiagavna Eino Aser Medina Kiim Bechdeshiasu. There are those who lean and say, even if it was mamish done the Isser, that you hired a guy as a schir yom and they built the house on Shabbos, it's not going to be Aser Medina except for Kadeshi Asu after Shabbos. V'ayin lekama besimin shinchofei sif yudalat sham v'mishabura. I want to be masbir over here and then we'll see a Sharat Zion. And that is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Shinchof Hei Sif Yudal, which he references right over here, a case where a guy dug a grave, a kever for a Jew on Shabbos. The halacha is, it's usher for the Jew to be buried there. And the question that the Magen Avraham and the Taz ask is, why is it different that over there, if the guy dug the kever for a Yisrael, it is usher? And here we only say, if the guy built the house for a Jew, it's Nachon Lahachmir. What's the chilah between the cases? So there's two answers brought down. The Magen Avraham answers that the difference is, over here it's bekablonis. Here it's only a maris ayin dika problem. There it's a really done for the Jew. It's really done for the Jew, and therefore it's going to be a more serious iser. Here it's really done bekablonis. It's really a mutter. It's only a problem of maris ayin, therefore it's mutter. But over here, like we say in the Mishnah Berurah till now, in the beginning, but if it would be done over here as a schir yom, we've done mamish beiser, so then it would in fact be usher over here, just like the case of the kever. That's the Magen Avraham's answer. The Taz says no. The Taz says that even over here we're discussing a case of schirus, even if it's mamish being done for the Jew be'isser, still the Taz says that there's a chiluk. And that is the reason why the Shulchan Aruch asers by the kever is because it's a bizayon for a Jew to be buried in a kever that was made for him. That's not a bizayon, therefore it's much more chomer. But even over here, if it was done mamish be'isser, we're not going to be as extreme. And that's why the Sha'ar Tzion writes in Sifkaton Chaf Aleph, he says, Kein mashma mitaz b'sif zeh, that which we just said at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, that there are those who are mekil, even if it was mamish built be'isser, that the Jew is still going to be allowed to live there. It's only going to be Nachon Lahachmir. That's Masha from the Taz in the Sif. The Sosam Vikosav, where he associates him and he writes, Da Afilu Nasa B'Isser Gomer. Even if the house is built B'Isser Gomer, Ain Osir Medina. It's not Osir Mikra then to live there. Rak Nachon Lahachmir. It's just appropriate to be Machmir. The Ahid, the Shinchof Hei Sif Yudalid. That which we say, it's Osir Mikra then over there when he digs the kever. Hosam Mishum Diganaihu Sheikavir Bekever Mefursam. That's because it's a disgrace to be buried in a kever that was publicized, Sheneschalal Bo Shabbos Bishvilo. That Shabbos was desecrated for him. Ukumosha Kosva Taz Shom Bo Shiv Gimel, like the Taz writes over there. Vinota Shom Midasa Magen Avraham Mishem Rambam Duhadin Lachol Parhesya. And he veers off from the answer that the Magen Avraham gives, that Huadin Bechol Parhesya. Again, that Magen Avraham gives the differentiation that over here, only when it's an Isra of Maris Ayim, so that's when we say it's Nachon Lahachmir. And the Taz says, no, it's Nachon Lahachmir, even when it was actually done by Isser, as long as it was not a case of a kever where it's Mefursim Makol and would be a Bizayon, it still would be permissible to live there. But the Mishnah Berurah then says in Sifkaton Chaf, on Nachon Lahachmir, and this is the Mishnah Berurah that we just referenced before in the notes. V'hachronim kasu, the Achronim write, D'bidi'eved yesh lismoch b'kablonus al das Rabbeinu Tam. that b'di'evit, once the house was built by the goy already, you can rely, if it was a case of kablonus, even though there's a problem of RSI, and you can rely on the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, umutter lodurbo afilu la'atzmo, and therefore the Jew would be allowed to live there by himself. So even though the chatchila, it's nochon lahachmir, but achon and right, the b'di'evit, once it's done already, you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam, and you are allowed to live there, even yourself. V'chein b'situs ha'avonim v'tikin ha'koro, so too if the goy chiseled the stones and fixed up the beams when he wasn't supposed to, imhoyo b'kablonus. Even though it's a maris, I think a problem because it's like mechuber, but if it was done with kablonus, so there's no isrim ikradin, yesh lahatir b'di'evit l'shakam b'binyan, you can b'di'evit be matir to place them into the building. With the one mishabura, on that which the mechaber said, that it's nachon lahachmir shelo yikonsubo. It's appropriate to be machmir not to enter the house. The mishabura writes in chaf aleph la'olam, forever, not to live in this house. The afilu acherim, even others shouldn't live there. Aval mikomoko mutter lehonos mimenu ulumochro le'eno yehudi. But says the mishabura, in any case, it is mutter to get benefit from the house by selling it to a goy. So that which the Mechaber says, you can't live there, so you can't live there, you can't get Hanah by living there, but you can't get Hanah by selling it to a goy. Now the Shaar Tzion writes over here, in Sivkodun Chav Dalet, this is the El Yerabba V'chai Odom B'dasa Shulchan Aruch. The Shaar Tzion is by the way a kasha over here. We just said in Sivkodun Chav that the Achronim write that B'dyevet, if it's done already, so you can live there. You can, if it was done with Kabbalonis, you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam, and you could actually live there yourself. So why do we then say that shelo yikonsubo, and the Mishabura says, but it's mutter to sell it to a guy. We just said, but the evidence, if it's done, I'm allowed to live there. So why are you telling me that I can't live there, but I can sell it to a guy, I'm allowed to live there? So they write in the Shaar Tzion, in Chav Dalet, that Yerab the Chai Odom, but that's a Shulchan Aruch. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with the Mishabura and Sivkot and Chav, that the Achronim argue with the Mechaber. Even though the Mechaber says it's Nachon Lahachmir, the Achronim argue and say, but Yevid, you can live there. So that which the Mishabura is saying, you could sell it to someone else, is going to feed the Mechaber that says, you can't live there, you can't rely on Rabbeinu Tam. So you're totally off limits, but then you could at least sell it to a guy. V'nafkamine mizele didon, and nafkamina for us, who we do all like the Achronim that are brought down in Sivkot and Chav, that you are allowed to live there. So what's the nafkamina to us that you could sell it to someone else? Le'inyan schire yom gabi acherim. That would be a case of ischir yom, if it was actually done b'isser, the more serious isser, where it's actually usser to live there, and you don't have the heter of Rabbeinu Tam, even in that case, you would be allowed to sell it to someone else to live there. I'd like to end with one more note, and that is note number 20 finishes this topic, and that is that we just said it's going to be usser for you and for others. And in note 20, it brings the question Magen Avraham asked, that when it comes to digging the kever, for Yisrael, only the Yisrael that it was dug for is Asr, but another Yisrael is Mutter. So why are we more lenient by the Kever? Before we saw we were more Machmir by the Kever. Here we see we're more lenient by the Kever, that only for the person who was dug for it's Asr, for someone else it's Mutter. And over here, even the person that wasn't built for it's still going to be Asr unless you sell it to a Goy. So in note 20 says, V'afshal gabe nochri shechofar kever b'Shabbos avur Yisrael. Even though when it came to a Goy that dug a Kever on Shabbos for Yisrael, kosel ha'shochnar l'kamon shemutu l'Yisrael acher l'hikover bo, it's mutter for another Yid to be buried there. Bir HaMagen Avraham, the Magen Avraham explains, shekol ze dafka kishechofar anochri as ha'kever mi'atzmo. That's all when the Goy decided on his own to dig the Kever for one Yisrael, so then you could bury a different Yisrael there because he decided to do it on his own. V'lo tzivu ha'Yisrael aso, so the Jew did not command him to do it. Aval kam, but over here, shenase b'tzivu ha'Yisrael. Here the Goy built the house for the Jew by the command of the Jew. Yesh lahachmir lasra afil lachem. There were machmir, not only is it usher for that Jew himself, it's also going to be usher for other Jews, and then we'll come on to the heter of selling it to a guy. We'll stop here and we'll pick up a Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night in the Ramah of Siv Gimel.